Job chapter 10. I loathe my life. I will give unrestrained expression to my complaint. I will speak from the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, "Do not condemn me. Tell me what charges you are bringing against me. Does it seem good to you to oppress? Should you despise the work of your hands, while looking with favor on the schemes of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh? Or do you see like human beings see? Are your days like the days of a mortal? Or your years like the years of a human, that you should search for my iniquity and seek for my sin, even though you know that I am not guilty, and there is no one who can deliver out of your hand? Your hands have formed me and made me, but now you totally destroy me. Remember that you have made me like clay, and will turn me back to dust again. Have you not poured me out like milk, and curdled me like cheese? You have clothed me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and steadfast love, and your care has preserved my spirit. Yet these things you have hid in your heart. I know that this was your purpose. If I sin, then you will watch me, and you will not acquit me of my guilt. If I am wicked, woe to me. But if I am righteous, yet still I cannot lift up my head. I am filled with shame, and gaze upon my misery. If my head were held high, you would hunt me like a lion, and again unleash your incredible power against me. You bring your witnesses against me, and escalate your anger against me, and bring fresh troops against me. Why then did you bring me out of the womb? I wish I had died before any eye had seen me. If only I had never existed, carried right from the womb to the grave. Are not the days of my life few? Stop it then, and leave me alone, that I may find a little comfort. Before I go, never to return, to a land of darkness and shadowy gloom, the land of absolute darkness, like shadowy gloom and chaos, and where even light is like darkness.